Okay.
If I can bring up where I, Matthew. Let's see, where is Matthew? Matthew 26:26. This is, of course, labeled Institution of the Lord's Supper. And now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat this. This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." That was in your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it, and I didn't really read this when I said we need to do communion.
We need to do it. This is to the health of the body of Christ.
Yeah, and we haven't done communion.
We need to do this.
I haven't done communion in a long time. And you can only, as Michael likes to say, you it's hard to do communion by yourself. You can do it. I've done it. But but you really need two or three people. And when they did it, there were the 12 apostles and Jesus. And of course they were doing a full meal.
12.
With the Lamb.
12.
Hey, look at that. Isn't it amazing how those things work out? So anyway, I knew there was a reason why he wanted me to read just that section. And it turns out it goes along with the 7,000, seven and the seventh, what you said you need to read First Chronicles.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what's in First Chronicles that I need to look at? That was an interesting, I remember that. I didn't remember that. I remember the Assyrians and the, I call them Jordanians because that's where Jordan is, but the Ammonites.
Was that the whole scripture you're going to read then? Was that all of it?
That was it, yeah.
Okay.
That was just for the
All right, this is a toast to King Jesus. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Please join us in honoring in these last days of the acceptable year, Jesus of Nazareth, known to the first Christians as Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus our Messiah. According to scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, Jesus is declared to be a child and a son, whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It is further declared in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 7, that of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Jesus is revealed in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 16, to have a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Therefore, we do hereby agree with the word of God, and humbly ask the Almighty and Omnipotent Father God to bless his Son Jesus and give unto him all of his heart's desire. Therefore, we drink this toast to the good health of the body of Christ, and to the head of the church. To you, Lord Yeshua, we drink this cup of adoration and wait for the day when we will all join King Jesus as he drinks of the fruit of the vine once again with his people, just as he said he would. Amen. Cheers. Amen. And good eats.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, amen.